Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, what's going on, Noon Nation? It's your guy, Kelvin Hunt, Built for Playmakers Podcast. Hopefully you guys are doing well. This is going to be an audio version with the FSU baseball team. I know I'm kind of toggling back and forth between just audio versions and then posting on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, make sure you do so. It's Built for Playmakers, easy to find. If you pretty much just listen to the audio version, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, 5-star review on whatever platform you listen on, it would definitely help us. Just trying to find a healthy balance between those two platforms, because I know everybody's not a baseball fan. There's more football fans than baseball fans, but you know, I'm a former college baseball player, and I like covering the program, and so we're just trying to find a healthy balance. But we're going to get into it. But before we do that, I do want to shout out to our sponsor. We partner with Cut, the social betting platform. Cut is a peer-to-peer betting platform that allows you to bet directly against your buddies and other fans. So that's right. You can join the Believe FSU crew on Cut today and bet directly against whoever you want to, whether it's rival fans, buddies, whatever. You know, a lot of times you'll have people on social media that want to bet on something, and you'll bet on it, and then whenever you win the bet, you know, they want to pay up. Well, this is a way to eliminate that problem. You both of you just create an account, you know, make the bet, and then, deposit the money, obviously, and then whoever wins, you know, you get the money. So Cut is the ultimate put your money where your mouth is platform. It's legal here in North Carolina, Florida, and 40 other states. So be sure to follow at Cut Bet on all your social media channels and download the app via the app store on cut.com. That's KUTT.com. Use the code BELIEVEFSU for a 10% deposit bonus. So yeah, check that out. But yeah, man, so this is going to be about baseball's week, going back to the Boston College series. And wow, what a night, Tuesday night against the Florida Gators. Man, whew. Man, that was something else right there, I tell you. But yeah, let's go back to the Boston College series. So you're going up two on the road, very cold, crazy weather, 40 degrees, and you know, just not optimal weather for baseball. And FSU goes up there, and Boston College is better than their record indicated. I think I mentioned that on the last podcast, or I mentioned it in the preview that I wrote on ChopChat.com. But, you know, their record isn't as good as, you know, the numbers should be, I guess you could say. They're a good hitting team. Their pitching is what's been, I guess, their problem. And their pitching found themselves against Georgia Tech in the series before FSU, and kind of gave FSU some problems in the series a little bit. But FSU goes up there and go up there without Cam Leiter. And we'll touch on him later, as well as Connor Whitaker, as far as injury status. But you go up there, you have to have your ace, Jamie Arnold, to go first. And then Connor Whitaker pitches in game two. And then they have Carson Dorsey to pitch in the third game slot. And so FSU goes up there. And again, it's a cold weather. Nobody's in the stands. You know, you kind of got to find your own motivation to go up there. And FSU kind of was sleepwalking through that first game until, you know, the little play at the plate where Boston College's guy kind of has some things to say, and that seemed to ignite FSU. And Jaime Ferreira had a monster game, two home runs, and great start from Jamie Arnold, and as usual, and FSU wins the game 12-4. going into the second game, you know, Con Whitaker's going to do what he does. He gives you, I think it was five innings or so, and gives up four earned runs, gives you a chance to win the game. And you have, you know, you have chances to win the game. You have guys, you know, we talked about it before. You have guys in scoring position, you know, on third with less than two outs, and you don't get the job done. And ultimately, FSU loses the game in extra innings in the 11th inning on a walk-off home run off of John Abraham. And so it's a, you know, again, it's an opportunity that you had to win the game. You didn't, and, you know, you lost the game. And so I was curious to see how FSU would respond on that third game because, I mean, you know, you're up there, it's cold, nobody's in the stands, you get walked off on with a home run. And, I mean, it was like, you know, it's their best hitter, too. I think his name's Cameron Leary, I think it was. And it was a no-doubter. And so I was just wondering how they would respond there in that third game. And, you know, you got a guy that hasn't typically started on the weekends for you and daily. And so, you know, FSU goes out there and they get a really good start from Carson. And, you know, FSU – you know, they struggle early on. I've mentioned that, you know, FSU has struggled against left-handed pitching, and this is the case. I mean, FSU didn't have a hit until the fifth inning, I think it was. Marco Dingis, you know, got a hit that inning, and then, you know, ultimately they were down 2-0, then 2-1, and then freshman came through in a clutch with a home run to tie it up 2-2, Cal Raleigh, and FSU goes on to blow the doors off of them, so to speak. That kind of opened the floodgates, and FSU wins 9-2 to win the series. So you go on the road, cold weather, without one of your starting pitchers, and you have an opportunity to sweep. You don't capitalize on it, but you do win the series 2 out of 3. And, you know, and on top of that, you know, that was a five-game week that they had last week. So you got to take that into consideration as well. And so moving right along, winning 2 out of 3, and you have a big game against Florida Tuesday night at home. And Florida got swept by Missouri over the weekend and got dropped from the rankings by Baseball America. But perfect game. And D1 Baseball still decided to keep Florida in the top 25, although there were 17-14 coming into the contest against FSU. FSU was a minus 150 betting favorite, meaning you would have to bet $150 to win 100 if FSU won the game. The over-under was 13. And FSU had John Abraham starting, who, again, this was only his second career start. His first career start was against Bethune-Cookman last week, and he only went like an inning and a third and allowed two earned runs in that one. And so you're looking at it, you're like, Florida can, you know, they are not a great hitting for average team, but they hit bombs. They're like number five nationally. And so I was worried about if Abraham was going to be able to throw strikes and avoid walking guys and, you know, just giving up runs early. Well, listen, before we get into the game, the environment was bananas. I was watching on TV. And I mean, I felt like I was in Hauser. I mean, the environment was like, oh my goodness, it was crazy. I mean, it felt like it was a super regional. And I mean, Link Jarrett talked about it after the game. You know, he was basically saying he had never experienced anything like that before. You got to think about it. You know, Link played at FSU when FSU was like FSU in the heyday under Mike Martin Sr. And for him to say that, I mean, that kind of speaks volumes. And, you know, you had the Marching Chiefs there. And, you know, that was awesome. And, you know, the game could not have started any worse. Abraham does throw strikes. Unfortunately, he, like, throws it right down the middle to the first two batters, and both batters hit bombs. So back-to-back leadoff bombs before you can blink is 2-0. So I think it was 2 home runs on the first 4 pitches. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I knew Florida was going to come in hungry. You know, they just got swept. You know, they have already lost the first two games against FSU and got run ruled against FSU in the second game. First game wasn't really competitive either. So you knew they were going to come in wanting to win this game. So it's 2-0 before you could blink. Abraham does get out of the inning, and man, you want to talk about a response. FSU scored 6 runs in the bottom of the first inning and could have had more. I mean, I think it was the first 8 dudes went up and either got a hit or got hit by a pitch. And I mean, you want to talk about answering the bell. I mean, Hauser was rocking 6-2. And, you know, you got to think, you know, they took a haymaker from Florida right at the gate, came back and hit Florida with a 3-punch combo to rock them back. And Florida never really recovered. Well, they never recovered after that. I mean, this is the bottom of the first inning. Max Williams singled to second base. He beat out a throw. It was a bang bang, but it was a right call. He tied a throw, so he's safe. Cam Smith singled to the right side. James Tibbs continues to be one of the best hitters in college baseball. He rips a double down the right field line. Jaime's hit by a pitch. Jackson West doubles right field for 2 RBIs. Marco Dinges reaches on a fielding error by the first baseman. Daniel Cantu singles to left field. Drew Ferreau singles to the right side. Alex Lodis grounded out to the shortstop but got an RBI on it. And the next 2 guys struck out. So Max Williams struck out with guys on second and third with less than 2 outs. And so that was a terrible at bat. I mean, he struck out on 3 pitches, three just terrible pitches to swing at. So, you know, that's something, you know, they got to clean up. But yeah, 6-2. And then, you know, FSU scores 5 more in the bottom of the second. After Florida does score 1 in the top of the second. So before you blink, it's 11-3. And then it's 12-3 after 3 innings. And then FSU scores, puts up a 5 spot in the 4th inning. And you're just like, I mean, it felt like everything Florida pitchers were throwing up there were beach balls. I mean, they were hitting missiles out there. And so it's 12-3. Then it's 13-3. And then it's 17-3, and then ultimately it becomes 19-4. Florida does score 1 in the top of the 6. So it's 19-4. The game is called after 7 innings. You know, it's a 10-run rule after 7 innings, what they agreed upon. FSU had 19 runs, 19 hits. 19 hits, and not even 7 innings, 6 innings, because they didn't get to hit in the 7th inning. 19 hits. 19 runs, no errors. Wow. Talk about a response. Talk about, man, that was big time. Big time. FSU had 4 doubles, 5 home runs. So 9 of the 19 hits were for extra bases. And, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, you know, they put it on Florida, man. I mean, it basically, you know, they made Florida quit. And so this is the first time since 2000 the FSU had won the 3-game series since they went to the 3-game 1-1-1 format. And, you know, that's after, you know, getting swept by Florida last year. The thing with last year, though, is, you know, FSU wasn't a great team last year at all. Obviously, they didn't make the playoff. But they were leading in all 3 of those games against Florida last year, and the bullpen just couldn't hold the leads. And so, you know, that the offense made sure that wasn't going to be the case this year. I mean, they scored 12 runs in the first game, 14 runs in the second game, and then 19 runs in game 3. Man, that is that's big time, big time. So shout out to the baseball team. Shout out to the Marching Chiefs. Shout out to the Animals. All the people that came out to the game. I mean, you know, it was an awesome atmosphere. I mean, on TV, it just felt like you were there. And it's great to see Hauser back like that. And hopefully it'll be like that this weekend whenever the Noles host the rival Miami Hurricanes. Now, there are some things happening with the team I'll speak about. So Cam Leiter didn't pitch against Boston College this past week. And Cam Leiter's not going to pitch against Miami this weekend either. And also Connor Whitaker is not going to pitch this weekend against Miami. Connor apparently did not bounce back well from his start last week. against Boston College. And, you know, Link said he wished he had an answer on, you know, Connor Whitaker. He hoped it's not a long-term thing. He did say that Cam has is trending and got some good news and making, you know, taking some steps forward. So, you know, we'll kind of see where he is with that. But so FSU is going to start Jamie Arnold, Brady Loke, and Carson Dorsey in this one. So all of these guys, obviously Jamie Arnold's the ace. Brady has started a couple games this year, and then Carson started against Boston College and, you know, and Pittsville last week. So you know what you're going to get from Jamie. And, you know, if Carson has shined more than not, aside from the times where he had the bases loaded against Clemson, and then Brady has been, you know, fairly solid in his appearances. So you gotta like your chances to take Miami out this weekend. I mean, considering you're not going to have Whitaker and Jamie Arnold, I think you know, if you can get two out of three with this one. I mean, the goal is always to win the series, of course, but you're kind of going in there and not having your full arsenal of starting pitching. You know, you kind of got to, you know, you got to not lower the expectations a little bit, but you do got to kind of be realistic about things. And so, you know, Miami comes to this, they come into this game. I mean, Miami hasn't been a good team, you know, for most of this year. I mean, they are 16-16 overall, 6-9 in the conference. Now, I will say, you know, they kind of have a little bit of the Florida Gator syndrome where they, you know, in the midweeks, you know, they've dropped some games that they probably shouldn't have. And they've lost twice to Florida Atlantic. They did finally beat Florida Atlantic in midweek action on Tuesday night. But I will say they have played some good teams very, very tough. You know, they did win a weekend series against Virginia in early March. And they lost a series against North Carolina. Well, actually, I'll take that back. I'm sorry. They won a series against North Carolina. They won two or three against North Carolina. And they lost two or three at Notre Dame. You know, going up there in the cold weather, you know, they weren't ready for that. And, you know, they beat Clemson in game one and lost game two, 3-2. And this is at Miami's home park. And then they got shut out in game three. So they dropped two of three against Clemson. But the first two games, you know, they won by one run and they lost by one run. And they got swept by Duke last weekend. And every loss was by one run, 4-3, 5-4, 11-10 in extra innings. And they defeated Florida Atlantic 14-6 there on Tuesday night. And so when you look at what Miami brings to the table, they hit .296 as a team. And they have 48 home runs. Their on-base percentage is .399. Not a big threat to steal, 12 of 20 stolen bases, and fielding percentage of .970. So, you know, not bad defensively at all. They're pitching. Their starters on the weekends are pretty good. They got Gage Zeal, who comes in at 4.33 ERA, 53 strikeouts and 54 innings, 14 walks. Teams are hitting .237 against him. They have Race Sisslinger, ERA of 4.34, and he has 48 strikeouts in 45 innings, 13 walks. And opposing teams are hitting .309 against him. And then Herrick Hernandez has an ERA of 5.44, 60 strikeouts in 41 1/2 innings, and 16 walks. And opposing teams are hitting .265 against him. So they're starting pitching on the weekends is not bad at all. So that's kind of what's keeping them, I guess, in some of these games. You know, they've got a lot of close losses. And you know, they can hit, you know, they can hit for a little bit of power, 48 home runs. FSU has more than them, but they do have 70 doubles and two triples. And, you know, they get on base at almost a 400 clip. And so, you know, they are 2-7 away from home. So their record away from home isn't great. And, you know, Hauser's going to be rocking this weekend, especially knowing that FSU is going to be down two starting pitchers. So look, the FSU offense at home has been really good. And, you know, hopefully that trend will continue. They'll need to have the same focus that they had against Florida, because Clemson's starting pitching is not bad, man. I mean, they really held Miami starting pitching isn't bad. They held Clemson's offense down. Again, I've talked about Clemson away from their home field, so I do think that's a factor as well. But to hold Clemson's offense to 2 and then 3 runs in back-to-back games, I mean, you know, that's pretty impressive. You know, these guys are, you know, they're going to basically, most of these starters are striking out at least one guy per inning. So, you know, they are around the plate. They don't walk a lot of guys, it looks like. And don't give up a ton of home runs, it looks like. They gave up, Gage is giving up 6. Rafe is going to have 3. And Herrick is giving up 7. And so they're going to be around the plate and, going to probably try to go deep into, you know, the game. Gage actually has 2 complete games this season. And so FSU offensively is going to need to – they're going to need – you know, I've talked about it before. They're going to need to be aggressive. But at the same time, they're going to need to be patient and try to work the count a little bit. We did see some guys get into the lineup against Florida on Tuesday night. Diamez, Rossler got in there and actually got a hit. I would like to see Diamez get back into the starting lineup there. They need his presence at leadoff. He is the leadoff batter. Max Williams has done some good things, but he's not a leadoff guy, and he swings and misses a lot. And I don't know. I just like having Diamez up there. He seems to get things going a little bit better. And can kind of set the table for Cam Smith and James Tibbs and Jaime and all those guys behind him, Marco Dinges. So hopefully, you know, we'll see Diamez in there to kind of work the count and get things started. But yeah, FSU is going to need to do that offensively. Obviously, pitching is common sense stuff. They're going to need to throw strikes and just let the defense work for them. Defense has been really solid. This year, for the most part, aside from the Louisville game, the second game against Louisville. And, you know, Jamie Arnold's going to do what he does. So I expect Jamie to go out there and pitch well and probably give FSU a really good chance to win game one. And so it's really going to come down to what Brady does and Carson, what they do. Now, the good news is FSU has, you know, the bullpen isn't too taxed. This week, especially with that game, you know, only going 7 innings, they didn't have to use a ton of arms and throw a lot of pitches. And so FSU's bullpen should be fairly fresh going into this one. Now it is a game that's a day earlier or whatever. So but it was the same as it was the other week too. So but yeah, I like FSU. I like their chances in this one. You know, Miami, you know, they're trying to make some noise and trying to climb up out of this this mediocre record that they have at 16-16. But FSU should get it done as long as the pitching staff throws strikes and the offense is patient and is good situationally. You know, this could be a series where whenever you have a runner on third with less than 2 outs, you have to get that runner home. You can't strike out in that situation. You know, if the infield's in, you got to get the ball to the outfield in that situation to get the runner home. So with Miami starting pitching, if they go deep into the game, you know, it could be one of those games where the little things that I talked about on the last podcast, it's the little things that matter. And so hopefully they'll play good baseball, come in focused, and I expect the atmosphere to be electric like it was on Tuesday night. And we look forward to seeing a great series. So, but baseball team is it's legit, man. We'll see what happens with Connor Whitaker. The way Link is talking, man, doesn't sound good. Sounds like things could be promising for Leiter. So Leiter's been out. So this will be the second week that he has been out. And so when you look at that and you look at who FSU has after this weekend, I'm scrolling down here now to see who does FSU have. I think it gets a little bit tougher. I think they have, so they got a midweek game against Mercer, and then they travel to Winston-Salem against Wake Forest. And then they play another series on the road against Duke. And then they will host NC State. So three straight North Carolina teams over the next 3 weeks on the weekends. So three good teams too. So FSU is going to need to definitely win this series because depending on what happens with Whitaker and Leiter, the competition is going to get stiffer here in the next coming weeks. Just wanted to touch on what happened over the past week or so, and get some content out to you guys. Again, make sure you give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you listen to audio wise, and then if you listen to or watch the YouTube version, make sure you go to Built for Playmakers on YouTube and subscribe and turn that the notifications on. I'll look to try to get some football content out in the next couple of days. So again, appreciate you guys' support, and go Noles.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.